We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you've got a passion for pumpkin, you've got to get to Dunkin' and pick these up. Our new pumpkin cream cold brew. Smooth, bold cold brew topped with velvety pumpkin cream cold foam. And our delicious pumpkin spice signature latte. Rich espresso topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And our perfectly pumpkin donuts, munchkins treats, pumpkin muffins, and more. That's how we pumpkin at Dunkin'. Pick your pumpkin at Dunkin', like our new pumpkin cream cold brew. Pumpkin spice signature latte. And our perfectly pumpkin treats. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101, SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Unfortunately, John can't make it today. He's had a few fires he's got to put out at work, but it's okay. We almost abandoned the show and I just couldn't do it. I can't do it. We've had too many intermittent shows and I figured, what the heck, let's go for it and I'll wing it and I'll get Brasco to be my wall here I can bounce stuff off of.
You sure I can't do my John Carcutt impression? Just turn the bass all the way up and just say, how you doing, Ross?
Hey, that's very good.
I'm sorry, you guys. I just have to work on, I have to go to computers. I have websites to work on. I'm really sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. Very John's going to kill me for that.
Just telling my colleague here, I was trying to get him on the show, Scott, but he just was a little late today, so I couldn't get him on. But
Scott would have been a wonderful welcome to the show, but it's okay.
So just, I shouldn't be telling you this, but because I'm here to help you all, you should all know that at this very moment, there's a live Webmaster Central Hangout happening on Google+. And if you're torn between the two, you can always listen to me later. Go check it out. It's good. This is going to be recorded, right? So you can listen to it later.
Of course.
I don't want you to miss out. There's some pretty cool stuff going on right now. It's got John Mueller, who we've had on the show before, and he's answering questions live from guys like Barry Schwartz, who's always asking great questions, and a whole number of guys. So it's pretty cool. Should almost air it live.
I know. It's true. But, I mean, you've been kind of you've been involved in a couple of them yourself, right?
Not really, no.
I'm sorry. I'm saying because you would be one of those people that should be paneled one of these. Because I know what the Search News Central guys keep doing ones pretty much so like every other week or so, and I'm surprised they haven't brought you on yet.
You know what? I have been asked to do a hangout or two. Yeah. I've been too busy. And when it does happen, I'm also a bit of a perfectionist. I've got to be prepped 100% on everything going on. It's kind of a... bad habit, I guess, but.
Right. Well, because then I can also see where, like, I mean, there's always times where if you wanted to speak, I mean, you know, first of all, with all the time you've put into this radio show, I mean, we're going on 4.5 years here. You're talking about, you're primed and ready for, to go ahead and, if you really wanted to go out anywhere in the world and speak on behalf and really just, you know, give some wow, amazing presentations. But like, you know, I know you really have a really busy business to run and family and all that, and keeps you grounded, I guess you could say.
Very grounded. Yes. But thank you. Yeah, I could do the prep work. Everything happens so fast online, as everyone knows. That's why you guys listen. Even I have to do my homework before I start talking. I hate to be off. I hate to be behind the times on an answer or anything like that. So, but in any case, yes. There's lots of stuff going on. And I caught only one of the questions as I was trying to prep. But it was a good one. It was interesting. It was from just one of the listeners or one of the people on the panel. I think there were random people that managed to get in there first. Of course, Borberry got in there first too. But this person asked, he asked John, he said, my client is ranking for searches like Walmart table saw, and doing quite well. But when the last algorithmic change came, and that was, what was that? You hear this enough. It's probably what, a couple weeks ago, or is it a month ago? Time flies. I can't remember.
What was it again? Because I'm trying to think. I was going to make a comment about when you bring on Barry Schwartz. Every time I'm always bringing up stories for us to talk about on the show, I basically just go look at Barry Schwartz's Twitter feed and say, hey, here you go. Here's another story for you. Here's another good story for you.
Yes, yeah, no doubt. Now I'm off.
You said there was a question on the Hangout that you caught?
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Walmart table saw. Okay, so this is the question. The latest algorithmic change, and what I was asking you is when that happened. I think, was it 2 weeks ago or a month? Because you listen to Status Search, all these different things. Maybe they've mentioned it, but it's not been that long. And really what happened is these people lost their rankings. And the reason why, at least that was the theory, is that it's because of Google's strengthening of brand searches. They want to make sure that if you type in Walmart table saw, you get Walmart. But there's a flaw to that. What if someone's trying to compete on that phrase? And I think that that's reasonable. I don't think that they should completely trump all other results to give Walmart the top 10 rankings. What do you think?
Oh, no, definitely. Definitely not. That shouldn't be kind of – but then again, you know, I just don't like the fact of how Google basically can just go ahead and construct and kind of just deviate how they want to go ahead and have rankings put out there anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it always annoys me too. But
they control everything. I mean, the thing is, for us to go ahead and justify where, if it was, you know, it was on simple logic, well, you know, Google would just be competing with everyone else. There's just certain, you know, there's an agenda that they have for themselves to keep themselves at that very monopolizing top ranking among all search engines.
Right, that's very true. Well, you know, there's quite a few questions, and I was looking at a lot of these notes we had from last time. I didn't cross out all the ones that we already talked about. I want to make sure I don't recover them. But there's one that it couldn't hurt, just in case I didn't mention it, and that was David Harry. We've had him on the show before, aka the Gypsy. Great guy, very up to date on stuff. Talking about a guy that lives and breathes search engines. There's the one. But anyway, he was talking about guest blogging and how we should be all scared about doing it, and that because there's so many changes coming down the pipe. All of the stuff he mentioned, as far as I can remember, everything he mentioned was included in that past episode we did where we speculated what was going to happen with guest blogging. So I really want anyone who's curious about using guest blogging as a marketing tactic to go back and listen to our show on that. I did a lot of work sort of planning out what could happen, and I know John and I had a good talk about it. So I think you'll get something out of that. You know, very few shows will I say you should probably go back and listen to again, but that's one. I think there was a lot of value in that. You're going to see where it's headed, at least as speculation goes. But, you know, there's enough people now saying that they better watch out. There's a lot of crap out there. And in fact, Matt Cutts was talking about it recently, and he was saying that guest posting, really, it's all a matter of the quality. Yes, there's a lot out there, but if they're going to slam someone for doing guest posting, it's going to be because the quality is low, or they're blatant about their attempt to get links. I know, and that part irks me because, frankly, if the content's good, give them a freaking link. There's nothing wrong with that. In any case, it's just the way things work in the Google world, and I imagine there's a few people out there that agree with me that it's just a little bit weird. But the fact is, you got to be very careful using that tactic these days because it's getting overwhelmingly used by spammers now. And no surprise, it's going to start requiring Google's intervention. You know what? Let's take a quick break. And when we get back, I'd like to go through some of the questions and answers I've seen. We got a ton of them. So thank you, everyone.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing? Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing. Fang Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo, and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts. Fang Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's FANGdigital.com.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
We're rocking the world with LinkedIn. One show at a time. Join your fearless leaders, chat with other LinkedIn gurus, and answer your LinkedIn questions. Rock the world with LinkedIn. On demand, anytime, inside the Internet Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. A special, somewhat solo edition by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and joined, thank you very much, Brasco is my wall. He's helping me out here. He's helping me keep the motion going, for lack of better words.
I like to try to be comedy relief if possible.
That's true.
I have one little quick tweak I got to mention to you. I just saw about a few minutes ago, Yoast DeVock, you can follow at Yoast, mentions if Google can even get Danny Sullivan to become cynical about their local intents, something is wrong. Very, very wrong.
Ooh. Ooh, I missed something. Something's interesting going on.
Just trying to read something. There's talk about Google. Let's see. I'm looking at ClickZ, and they're mentioning that they introduced a new way to present what has been referred to as their local pack or seven pack of local search results, the Google Carousel.
Yep.
And that's what they're talking about. Where is it going to go next? Talking about looking at Google's history, any new product or feature is just a precursor to more changes. It's very rare to see Google unveil something and stick with the same functionality or layout seen at launch. So we can bet the carousel we see today will not be the same one we'll see even in a month's time.
Yeah, and that's very frustrating for business owners. I guess it's good for business for us, but it's not very good business for a small business. I mean, but then again, it's also frustrating for us. I finally figure out how to do something, and then they change it on me. And of course, whatever, they don't give a damn. But it is frustrating, and I can see just from that why Danny would be a bit skeptical. But I imagine there's more to it, and I'll have to look into that later because that's intriguing. I'll post whatever I find on the Google Plus community forum, and that's if anyone wants to check that out. If you haven't been there yet, go to Google Plus and just type in SEO 101 in the search box, and you'll see at the very bottom the searches are shown in different the suggested searches are shown in different groupings. At the bottom are the communities, and you'll see the SEO 101 there. And check it out. It is awesome. Thank you, everyone. We're over 1,000 members now.
Yeah, 1,055. It's incredible.
It's awesome. And people are so active, and they're helping each other out. And I'm just so proud of it. And just love the questions. Some of them are so technical, which gets us excited because, you know, we like to help with the SEO 101 element, but we also like getting challenged occasionally. So it's great. And to that end, I'll answer one question. Then I'm going to make a point here about bloody links. But anyway, let's talk. So Mark Taylor, I think he's been the most vocal person in terms of questions on the SEO 101 community forum, but and he's posted some great questions. One of them, he says, I've used several online tools to test page load times, and whilst my favorite is Pingdom, I keep hearing that you shouldn't trust it and it's not accurate, especially with regard to sites that are cached or using Varnish. Can you recommend a free online tool to test page load times? And I don't have much of an answer here other than the fact that I use Pingdom. I haven't found any major issue with it. I haven't heard of much about it. I haven't done a lot of research to say otherwise, though. I have noticed when I've been doing audits, and we do a lot of audits here at Stepforce, there were pretty much everything was on target. If something was really slow, it showed up, and really fast, the site wasn't having any issues. So in other words, if site was slow, we did tend to want to find out about it because the client wasn't doing too well or had seen a dip in rankings. And whether or not that's actual causation, I mean, that's really difficult to say. But there's been a certain jive to the results that I've gotten using Pingdom. So at this point, I've had no reason not to trust it. But Mark, I would love it if you posted anything about that. Save me time doing some research on it. And maybe I can connect with a few friends and find out what they think as well based on what you post. So thank you for the question. Another question is from Brian Teft. He says, I'm working on a photo-based site that pulls its images from a CDN. Now, for everyone out there, that's a content delivery network. Now, content delivery networks are used to assist you in providing a fast result no matter where anyone is in the world if this network you're using is worldwide. So in other words, if someone in Germany is searching for your site in North America, their German delivery computer or server will deliver the content and that much faster than it would if they tried to connect with you directly to North America. So they're quite helpful. So for instance, the site design and main images are on maindomain.com, but the photo thumbnails and large images call my CDN. My thoughts are this will not look good to Google because the CDN is on another domain. Well, he says, it will not look good to Google as the photos are all my client's content, but to Google it will look like maindomain.com is hot linking to another site. I'm thinking that SEO is hurt as Google thinks it's just a hot link site. What do you guys think? Okay, there's a lot to that, and he didn't provide the domain, so I can't look at it and find out what's going on here.
Either which way, when you're putting photos from one side to the other, I can imagine how long it would take, especially if it's something of really good high-def photos that he has on the site, how long would it take for those to really just kind of slow down the load speed of his website in any way?
Yeah, well, and you know what? People link from Flickr. There's lots of ways you can hot link to other content, and I don't see a problem with it. Now, that said, what I would say is the best answer is this is all of interest, but really the focus is the content. If you've got a lot of good content on your site and it's all unique, the images are just really just the butter on the bread, you know? They're there. They look great. They make it look great. They make you want it to read it or eat it in this case. It's good. And I really wouldn't focus too much on this. Or if you're seeing some reason or you're looking for a reason why rankings are dropping, I wouldn't think that this is going to be the issue you need to be focusing on. It's probably something else. Yeah. And there are a lot of great audit checklists out there. I would go check them out and really go through the paces with your website. Definitely look at Google Webmaster Tools, see if there's been any messages or anything on your site, any errors. Go through those first. Make sure.
Hear that? That's the sound of someone trying to steal your crypto. Every day, thousands of hackers online are doing the same. That's why Arculus uses air-gapped cold storage technology to protect your assets. Using our keycard and wallet app to form a protective barrier, Arculus insulates you from hackers and puts control of your digital assets back in your hands. Order the first truly air-gapped crypto wallet at getarculus.com.
You've eliminated everything else because this is pretty small, in my opinion, in terms of what could be in terms of a ranking decreases. So it helps brand. And if I haven't answered the question the way you want, please let me know. I'll ask some follow-up questions. I know you've given us a suggestion on how this could be fixed, but I really don't think that's even important at this point.
I just have one quick question on this, Ross. Just maybe kind of a novice kind of idea, but is when you're testing loading time for images anyway, do you ever do a thing, I guess, where you just go and try to find the exact link for the image and try to load it up, and then you test it how it comes from the site and just try to compare the times?
I haven't done that, no.
Okay. And then I guess, is there any real difference, I guess, if he's using a customized CDN or if there's a some kind of a CDN he's using out there? I mean, based on which one he's using, we don't even know. We don't know which one it is.
Yeah, the only one I've had experience with is Max CDN, and I've been very happy with them. Their rates are great. Everything's been good. So, but I know there's quite a few out there, and they've all got – there's quite a few that actually have fantastic reviews. So luckily, I don't know – I would say that the market is not rife with any really bad providers. And so that's good. The snake oil hasn't hit it yet. I think it's because it's so much money to get these things started.
Yeah. I mean, and then I guess how's it going to be affected? Do you think he's going to be penalized by Google because of where of how they're being linked up on the site, I guess, or
no? I really don't. I think that that's the only content on the site. Then that might be an issue.
Right.
If you've got real content, like real texts, and really. Really well-written content, and these images are just there as supplements, I don't see that being an issue.
Right.
No. And really, that comes down to a lot of things.
Content is
key. Now, how are we doing for time here? I want to make sure I get that next commercial. I've also got quite a few questions to get to.
We've got a couple minutes before we go to next. We can go to next break. Let's get in one more question here, if you want, and we'll go to break. That's good.
All right. Sounds good. Well, this is actually Mark again. He's calling me out, and hey, good for you. He says, Ross, why isn't the Step4 site a name for mobile devices? You're in good company, as neither Moz or Matt Cutts are either. Well, thank you. It's true. My site is mobile friendly, but it's not. I don't have a specific site that's shown that is providing a fully mobile-based website, which you don't need to zoom in, you know, drag, pinch and zoom, all that stuff. Because frankly, the reason why is in order for me to do that at this point with my task list, I'd have to do the site in a responsive design. It's on my list, but it's unfortunately just keeps getting pushed down because clients are, well, they're rather important. And something I mentioned a while back, I am actually creating a website that's going to be a resource service for anyone out there who wants to ask questions on a regular basis. For a lot of the small businesses out there that don't have the budget to hire me or really hire any SEO, I'm going to bring something up there. So I'm hot working on that as well. So there's lots of stuff going on.
All due respect to Mark, I mean, even Webmaster Radio, we didn't get our mobile app done right away until just about a year and a half ago. We waited because, you know, there was a point where also the technology, the way things were being put out there, and really looking at the market and saying, okay, well, how many, you know, where do we need to develop the app for, and for how many different platforms are going to be where we really need to put it into, Because you have to ask yourself, you know, is Windows going to be a good place for you based on how much you need to develop it, who you have to go to outsource that, if that's going to be someone that you bring in yourself that can actually do the mobile app development yourself, and then what you're going to put on there. I mean, there's still so much that can be put into the idea where, you know, it'd be nice to go and just say, okay, yeah, I have a mobile site, but it's the necessity. And like you said, Ross, I mean, if you're planning to go ahead and get the site redone, ready for HTML5, responsive design, then, you know, if it looks good on mobile devices anyway, do you need to create an app that's just going to just redirect to it?
Well, in this case, we should be clear. He's not asking about an app. He just asked whether or not, is the site enabled for mobile devices? It is enabled in the sense that it can work. It doesn't break. It still looks great. And John, thank you. John Carcutt jumped in there and said that, you know, he doesn't disagree that it could be better, but it works. And a lot of sites do. And it may not be their priority to immediately make it 100% mobile friendly, which is when you have literally a different site or a responsive version of the site appearing, which is cut down and made to size for browser windows. And that's my goal. I love that. Oh, my God. I'd be so proud. But it's just not happening yet.
In the meantime, you can always use Chrome, because at least to me, any site you're looking for on mobile on Chrome with a Chrome browser looks great.
Right. That's my opinion too. Yep. And when we get back, I'll talk to you about this little link building rant again. I think every show has got a link building rant. Anyway, we'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
If you're constantly struggling to find more customers, revenue, or hours in the day, Infusionsoft can help you have the business you've always wanted. For over 10 years, Infusionsoft has been helping business owners just like you find the financial freedom and peace of mind you've been searching for.
I'm Scott Martineau, co-founder of Infusionsoft. If you're struggling to find more customers, more revenue, or more hours in the day, Infusionsoft is the proven solution you're looking for. Infusionsoft, the only
.com/radio. Join the thousands of search and social media marketers at one of the largest events of the year.
SES San Francisco 2013,
September 10th through the 13th. Learn more at sesconference.com. Check out daily Meet the Expert roundtables, where you can take part in intimate and informative discussions with industry icons. Add over 70 sessions, a crowded expo floor, on-site training at the ClickZ Academy, and webmasterradio.fm search bash, and you'll have
SES San Francisco 2013,
September 10th through the 13th. Register for
SES San Francisco 2013
by clicking on the banner ads from the webmasterradio.fm website, or go now to sesconference.com.
Jim Hedger and Dave Davies bring you the experts and the information so that you can further explore the web marketing world.
Webcology, on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Hosted, a solo hosting today by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. John couldn't make it today. And with a help from Brasco. Thank you. So I have to share today. I dealt with another person on the phone. I mean, this happens a lot, but this one got to me. This poor guy had... he's a lawyer, and he ended up getting a company to work with him to do all of his website marketing, his SEO, etc. And in January, now before then, he had about 3,000 backlinks. He was doing quite well in rankings in Google. And not long after this person got involved, his rankings started to decrease, and then they pretty much disappeared. In fact, he's only just got back into the 8 to 10 page range, which is pretty deadly considering he was on page 1 or page 2.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So what it came down to, a little research on the phone, even, I mean, this, he hasn't even engaged me yet, but we were just talking and it just got me a little bothered hearing about this, is he went from 3,000 backlinks in March to 13,000 in May. That's not good.
No.
Considering, no. Oh. And that's considering no viral uptake. I mean, okay, you know, if the CNN had talked about him or something, well, maybe there'd be some relation there, but there's nothing. And we still have to do some digging and to find out exactly what kind of quality they are. But you could get 13,000 really good links. But if they happen that fast, it does look fake. There's no real way around it unless there is some viral reason for it.
Funny how you would say, you know, to the listeners, it's pretty funny how you would go and say a lawyer is a poor guy, but, you know, I just kind of thought that about that.
Thank you. Yeah, jokes aside.
No, but feel sorry for the guy, seriously.
It's true. He actually sounds like a nice lawyer. It's just nice.
Nice lawyer. There's oxymoron for you. Wow.
Yeah. In any case, what I wanted to get out here is, I've already ranted about this on another show, but the questions you need to ask. You really do need to ask some questions when you're dealing with any new company, right? Anyone you're going to work with. If they say they're going to do link building, you need to be very, very careful and ask the right questions. How much, and how many? So how are they going to do it? There's no reason for them to be shy about it. It's hard work. It's not something you want to do. They should be able to tell you how they're doing it, and they shouldn't be secretive about it at all. How much? In other words, how much are they going to charge you per link? Not overall, per link. If they say, well, per link's like 10 cents or whatever, run. If it's $10, run. It's got to be $50 to $100 a link. I mean, $50 would be crazy cheap, but I'd say that's on the outside realm of possibility. How many? How many are they going to build? Do they have any clue about the fact that they cannot build too many too quickly? That's assuming they can build $50 to $100 or $100 plus links quickly. I mean, I really can't fathom how they could, but you never know. If you don't ask these questions and have some insight into it, literally you can lose your shirt. I mean, if your business is your internet, your website, well, it could very simply disappear from Google and the money runs dry. So please be careful. It's my biggest, saddest phone calls I get about link building. It just kills me. Now, with that said, back to a question here. This is a great one. It's from James Brown. He says, here's the scenario. I'm merging two websites. Website one sells a wide range of products and services. It's the main website. Website two sells only one particular category that the main website offers. So let's put this into context. Let's say it's a car website. I know I always use that example, but it's easy. And it's selling BMWs, Volkswagens, etc. Well, that site has all the different models, all the different brands. Website two would only focus on BMWs. Now, when merging the domains, should we forward the BMW-only site to that particular category on the main website on BMWs, or should we just forward it to the homepage on the main website? Well, this person obviously knows about 301 redirects, and that's great. You do definitely, I mean, in my opinion, I can't see any reason why you would not want to redirect directly into the category about the BMWs. Or that same category. If you go to the home page, you're going to steer a lot of people the wrong way and you're going to probably lose a lot of traffic. At least if they were looking for the BMW 700 series and they expect to go and see the page with BMW 700 series on it, but they end up getting sent to the category page on your new site, at least it's BMW. They're not going to a page where pick your brand. That would be a total turnoff. And bad news. So please make sure you redirect directly into that category.
Sounds like website two is a microsite, and the idea would be to put a button on website one and then just have it so that if people need to find that on the home page, besides the products and services, they'll see that category right away on that front page above the fold.
Well, in this case, he's merging them, so the other site won't exist.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So in that case, that would redirect, unless I missed your, what you're saying. So this case, he's literally 301 redirecting that whole site, that one he's shutting down, into this category, which would make the most sense. Yeah. And to their credit, a lot of the people here mentioned that same thing when they commented on his question. So that's great. Mark Taylor also asked, it's been a while since Google introduced the disavow tool. Has anyone had any notable results, good or bad? I've heard a lot lately, and this is pretty golden stuff in my opinion, because the disavow tool is a hot topic. Now, for anyone out there who's new to this, the disavow tool is used if, and this is where it's important, okay, so you've received a manual penalty from Google. They have said to you, this is via Google Webmaster Tools, that's why it's so important to be logged in there. They said, you have an unnatural link profile. We have applied a manual penalty. Okay, so in that situation, what you have to do is determine which links are bad and try to have them removed by hand. You can't, and then only then, once you've gone through and exhausted your efforts to do that, document the entire process and use the disavow tool to disavow the ones that you could not, no matter how much work you did, could not get removed. It sounds exhaustive, and, well, frankly, it is. It's a way of Google punishing you for doing the wrong thing, in their opinion. Now, if you just went ahead and just disavowed everything that you found that were bad, you're not going to get a happy response from Google. They expect you to work for it. I wish I could read it verbatim, but I talked to someone recently who just received one. And it was very clear that, no, we need to see that you are working for this, that you're not just disavowing it. And that's why you have to document the entire process. And yes, it is working. It's working quite regularly, in fact. It's just the amount of work that is required to pull yourself out of the penalty is pretty insane. And it's pretty discouraging. So when I get a person who calls and says they've had a penalty, I kind of inwardly die because really there's a lot of work involved and it's cost prohibitive for many businesses. This is why you have to be very careful about the tactics you're using so you don't end up in that very, very awkward position. So with that said, I believe it's the end of the show. We managed to do a pretty good job here, Brasco, I think.
Woo! Yes, you have.
Thank you for being on.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been fun. And hopefully next week we'll have John back on and we'll have lots of great things to talk about. I know the one talk about the Walmart table saw I was interested to get his feedback on and probably banter back and forth on, but yeah. I'm sure we'll have that next time. So with that said, if you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on Facebook page on the facebook.com/SEO101podcast. Yes, I do still check it. But preferably go to our Google Plus community page, which can be easily found via SEO 101 on Google Plus. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern every Monday on webmasterradio.fm. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
The holidays are doubly important this year, so make your celebrations doubly special. At Kroger, we've got a huge selection of high-quality meats on top of fresh, natural produce, like fresh, never-frozen prime-grade beef and our Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts, or delicious king crab legs with our private selection gourmet potatoes. Whew, had to say that doubly fast. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.